pilot Doug Curley informing both the station and shuttle flight control rooms that no flyout is required, meaning no additional alignment required. Commander Chris Ferguson is dead spot on with the two docking mechanisms perfectly aligned, 24 feet separating the two spacecraft, pressing in for final approach and docking. Now inside 20 feet, 15 feet, still precisely aligned. Post-contact thrust is armed, 10 feet away, good, steady approach. 6 feet separating Atlantis from the International Space Station, standing by for contact and capture. Contact, docking confirmed. Capture confirmed at 10.07 a.m. Central Time.
Houston Station, free drift is confirmed.
Pilot Doug Curley confirms the arrival of Atlantis. The two docking mechanisms will have an opportunity to dampen out.
Atlantis arriving. Welcome to the International Space Station for the last time.
That's great to be here, Station. We'll see you shortly.
Flight engineer Ron Guerin greeting Commander Chris Ferguson and his crew.
We think that settled position two is just a bit flip. Do you agree?
Atlantis, we do concur. You're going for step three.
Atlantis, which began the era of international cooperation in space with the first shuttle docking to the Mir space station, comes full circle. The space shuttle has arrived at the International Space Station for the final time. Docking again occurring at 10.07 a.m. Central Time, as Atlantis and the International Space Station flew 240 statute miles over the Pacific Ocean east of Christchurch, New Zealand.
Houston, we think we're ready for step four.
Stand by, still watching.
Now waiting for the relative motion of the two docking mechanisms to dampen out against one another. From the forces of contact and capture, that will initiate hooks and latches and the ultimate retraction of the docking mechanism to form a hard mate between Atlantis and the International Space Station. For the 37th time, a space shuttle docks to the International Space Station.
Second, Houston, what do you think?
Atlantis, you go for step four on the docking sequence. Good.
Let's go for step four.
The mechanical systems officer reports that the orbiter docking system's ring is retracting as planned. Very gentle approach and docking by Atlantis, no issues. We'll soon have a hard mate between Atlantis and the International Space Station for the 12th and final time for its career. This being the 37th docking.
Capture confirmed. Resistance is fuel.
Central time.
Chris Ferguson and his crew.
Think we think that pedal position two is just a bit flip. Do you agree?
Atlantis, we do concur. You go for step three.
Okay, so step three.
Atlantis, which began the era of international cooperation in space with the first shuttle docking to the Mir space station, comes full circle. The space shuttle has arrived at the International Space Station for the final time. Docking again occurring at 10.07 a.m. Central Time as Atlantis and the International Space Station flew 240 statute miles over the Pacific Ocean east of Christchurch, New Zealand.